Coming up this Friday, McCook Major League Baseball Association has their opening night ceremonies at Felling Field. The weather, knock on wood, supposed to be pretty nice. They've had some windy days in the past. They've had a little moisture, but I think this Friday is going to be good. Mr. Jay Johnson in studio. You ready for it? Here we go. Opening night ceremonies on Friday.
Yeah, we're getting ready, getting everything cleaned up and tidied up and everything organized and ready to go for Friday night, so we're ready to go.
There you go. You've got a great master of ceremonies. One of our great voices around here is going to be doing a great job for you.
Yeah, Sam will do great. Yeah, Sam will fill in and do a great job, and we'll have a great evening and fun time for the kids. So
no question about it. We talked, what, a month or so ago in our coaches' show or something like that, when the ball was getting rolling for sign-up. How were the numbers? Pretty good?
We did, yeah, the numbers were good. Our oldest division, the majors, is kind of low, but that's where the numbers are with the school as well. So everything else turned out great. We got great numbers across the board for both the boys and the girls. So, yeah, we're looking forward to a great season and a lot of nights of baseball, t-ball, and coach's pitch, so we're excited for it.
There is nothing better than Felling Field. I mean, my experience as a kid, I can remember those days like it happened yesterday, and kids just do that. They remember those great days and nights over there.
Yeah, having the kids there, it's great. My kids enjoy it so much. You know, they go over there and they play and see all their friends, and we just have a good time, and yeah, it's just fun every year. So,
what time is everything starting on Friday night?
So Friday night will be 6 p.m. We ask that the kids be there, you know, 15 to 20 minutes before, so we can get them lined up with their teams, so we can get ready to walk through the lineups. And then following, we will do a free will donation, hamburger and hot dog feed that the Lions Club will be serving. So we're looking forward to that as well. We'll have some giveaways for each team. There'll be a kid that'll be chosen that will win something. Every team will be recognized. And, yeah, it'll just be a fun night and get the baseball season going.
Great sponsors helped you out with some of these prizes, huh?
Yes, we've had a lot of great sponsors, and we cannot thank them enough every year for everything that they do for us. And we will recognize one company this year that has did a lot for us in the past. So come out and enjoy the night with us, and we'll have a great evening.
Almost thought I'd get Jay to maybe spill the beans a little bit. We're gonna have to wait till Friday night.
Yeah, we'll wait till Friday. I don't want to spill it yet. So,
but you all, every year they have somebody really special that's been associated with Felling Field, so I don't doubt it in my mind it's gonna be somebody special.
Yeah, we're thankful for them, and I mean, along with a ton of other people that have put so much into it over the years, and the city doing everything they do to get the field ready. So it's been fun. We got a great board that's putting this on, and yeah, we've had fun this year getting the teams ready and getting everything lined up. So
thanks to all the coaches. It's volunteer, isn't it?
Yes, thank you so much to the coaches. It takes a lot of time and effort to get those kids ready for both the boys and the girls. So, and yeah, it's just, we really appreciate that. It's not the easiest job, we really appreciate that. So
practice has been going for a week or a couple of weeks.
Yeah, we've had the t-ball team that I have, we've had 3 weeks of it. I think most 2 to 3 weeks in. So yeah, it's on and it's going. So
there's no games on Friday night, is there?
There will be no games this Friday. Yeah. No. Next week will be the start of all the games. I think Monday night we will have games. I'm not sure on the schedule. I don't have it in front of me, but I know that next week we'll begin the events. So
you go through month of May, June. You try to get over by 4th of July, don't you?
Yeah, our goal is if we catch weather good and don't have any makeups, we can be done by the 4th of July. That's our goal. And I think for right now, the schedule looks like we'll be done the week before. So that's our goal every year, just to get it over so the kids can just have about a month before school gets going again to have some time to themselves, do some vacationing. And you know, it'll be two busy months, but it's two of my favorite months. So
there you go. Not that we don't want to get rained out of games. That's not the thing. But we need some rain this summer. We will
take moisture anytime we can get it. We can make up games. Yeah. We'll take the rain anytime we can. So
exactly right. Pray for that. No question about it. Once again, hit the website, all information, stuff like that, phone numbers, any questions, it's all right there, isn't it?
It is there. And yeah, if you have any late questions for any of us, you can call my cell, Jay Johnson again, 308-340-4756. And Rich, I appreciate all the time you've did for this, and maybe next year we'll get you back behind the mic at the opening ceremonies.
So. Yeah, I'm going to be, Sam's doing the mic here. I got the mic up at Sutherland for the RPAC tournament, so I will have a microphone in front of me on that one, but hate missing this because it's such a fun time to watch those kids come down the third base line, and the smiles in their faces is like it's time for baseball or T-ball or whatever season.
For sure. Yeah, to see the kids, especially their first year and in front of the crowd, and it's great. It's a great experience for everybody. So we're looking forward to it. So